Glutathione actually helps in finding those molecules or help the liver metabolize them further down so your body is able to easily excrete them out of the system. Chemically, vitamin C is actually pro-oxidant. Oxidative stress is linked to probably 80% of all diseases in the world. This is a reduction in the markers of oxidative stress in your body. One application of 4 sprays reduces the load for oxidative stress in your body. You have to wait for 3 days. For me to look good, my product will speak for itself.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Oh my goodness, friends, it was such an honor to have Dr. Nayan Patel back on the show. I love this man. I talk about this in the episode, but I literally use his transdermal glutathione every single night of my life. It has been a game changer in my health and wellness, and he completely changed my paradigm when it comes to my perspective on glutathione supplementation in general, i.e. I am not wasting money anymore on expensive glutathione IVs, pushes, oral supplements, etc. And then, as you guys know, I am obsessed with clean beauty and safe skincare and doing everything we can to have beautiful, glowing skin. Dr. Patel blew my mind in what I learned about what actually affects our skin, what our skin needs, including the specific 7 things he thinks we need, and how you can truly change your skin from the outside in. Because as you guys know, I am all about diet and fasting for profound effects on our skin, but there is a lot we can do with topical care, and the earlier you start, the better. Prepare to have your mind blown about some things, such as how vitamin C, which we often think is an antioxidant, can actually be a pro-oxidant, the role of glutathione in combating free radicals, how to prevent and address sun damage, the ideal skincare routine, and so much more. And friends, after we got done recording, I actually had a pretty long conversation with Dr. Patel, and I was so impressed with how incredibly meticulous he is with his formulation and quality control. As you guys know, I'm talking about safe skincare all the time, and I was a little bit nervous because I obviously saw that these products had incredible ingredients, but I wasn't sure if there was also a mission and a passion behind that as well when it comes to things like endocrine disruptors. Oh my goodness, Dr. Patel knows what he's doing, and he is so passionate about safe skincare. He oversees all of the production, and he has incredibly high standards with his ingredients and packaging. He even told me some secrets about the sources of his ingredients. And trust me when he goes to great lengths that are kind of shocking to make sure that you have the very best in these products. I cannot recommend all of this enough. You can get 10% off site-wide his transdermal glutathione as well as his skincare. Just go to melanieavalon.com/RO, that's A-U-R-O, and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon10 to get 10% off. Again, that is MelanieAvalon10 for 10% off at melanieavalon.com/RO. Definitely get his glutarol transdermal glutathione. It is a game changer for me, and his skincare products. I cannot recommend them enough. The show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/glutathione skin. That's GLUTATHIONE skin. Those show notes will have a full transcript as well as links to everything that we talked about. So definitely check that out. There will be 2 episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post, and again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. Hi friends, did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues. fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies, I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com. That's crunchy.com/melanieavalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/melanieavalon. And new customers use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hi friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. All right, I think that's all the things. Without further ado, please enjoy this fabulous conversation with Dr. Nayan Patel. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I am about to have. So it is with a repeat guest. And when I have a repeat guest, you guys know that means I am really, really passionate about the topic and the person. So get ready. The backstory on today's conversation, I will put a link to our first interview in the show notes. But I previously had this guest on the show, Dr. Nayan Patel, I think Man, a few years ago now, which is crazy to me, I had him on because I read his book, The Glutathione Revolution, Fight Disease, Slow Aging, and Increase Energy. And what I was so excited about with that book is glutathione. I think it's one of the more, I would say, niche supplements in that the everyday person might not be super aware of glutathione, but in the health and wellness sphere, in the biohacking world, everybody knows about glutathione. And I think a lot of people are supplementing glutathione. And reading that book, well, A, I learned so much about how glutathione works in the body, what it does, its importance, its purpose. And I learned all about potential issues with different supplementation routes when it comes to that, because it is, like I said, a hot topic supplement in this world. And reading Dr. Patel's work, I realized there's probably just one form that I would be comfortable using to really get it into my body. And that is his Aura Wellness supplement. It's a transdermal glutathione. And friends, when I say I use this every single night of my life, I use this every single night of my life. I really can't imagine my life without it. I've heard so much incredible feedback from you guys as well about it. So again, I'll put a link in the show notes to that first episode where we dive into all of that. And I'm sure we'll touch on a lot of it in today's conversation as well. But what brings us to today's conversation is A, I wanted to have him back on anyways, because like I said, I've been taking that supplement, using it so regularly and noticing so many effects. So I wanted to bring him back on to hear the latest on everything. And also, we saw each other 2 years in a row at Dave Asprey's biohacking conference, which was so amazing. And when I saw him two conferences ago, a study had just recently come out actually talking about COVID and the role of glutathione. And his product is actually mentioned in that study, which is incredible. So I wanted to talk about that. And then the second thing is I saw him at the most recent conference and he has a skincare line utilizing glutathione. So you guys know I am all about safe, effective, incredible skincare. So we just have to have this conversation. So, and he's a fellow Trojan, fight on, USC. So Dr. Patel, thank you so much for being here.
It's been my pleasure to be here. And again, it was so nice to see you again in Dallas earlier this year. And one of those things that I really admire your tenacity and what you have been doing. And that's why when you said that, hey, let's do this again, I said, absolutely, I want to do this again. So thanks for being the trooper out there and spreading the good word.
No, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Because honestly, I remember when I first saw your book, whenever somebody has a book and they have a product line associated with it, I'm always a little bit suspicious. Like, you know, I'm like, when I read this book, is it, you know, how much of it is going to be about the product and how much is going to be about the actual science? And I mean, your book is overwhelmingly, it's the science. Like, I learned so much in that book. And I really do think about it and reference it all the time. Because like I said, glutathione, I mean, I'd be curious your thoughts on the commercial perspective of glutathione. But I do feel like most people, at least in the biohacking world, are pretty familiar. And I feel like there's, you know, some fallacies out there, which maybe, because I was revisiting our first episode and everything, and I don't want to just, you know, redo that episode right now. But could you tell listeners a little bit about your story as a recap and why specifically glutathione became an interest to you? And then what are some of the issues that you tried to address with your version of it?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right about the book. The book was already in writing 12 years before I even launched the product. And so I didn't have the product ready when my book was already published. And because the product was ready, but only for the physicians, but not for the consumers at that point. So the whole story started back in early or mid 90s when I first came out of pharmacy school, and knowing that there was nothing out there that was actually solving problems. All the medications in the world, and all we were doing was managing problems. I wanted to find a solution. And when they say all roads leads to Rome, Rome in this setting was glutathione. And so my earlier research started on trying to figure out how to make glutathione. So we make the first liposomal technology, glutathione. I believe I mentioned this one in the past as well. So not to dwell on too much on that one. Did not work for my patients. So quickly, I abandoned that project and moved on to a better technology, which we were able to stabilize the first form of glutathione in a water-based system in 2007. And from there onward, it took me I don't know, 13, 14 years of more research, trying to figure out how much to give, how often to give, what to give it for, what kind of outcomes can I expect for my patients to experience those things. So that was a long time it took me to do that part. In the same time frame, I also started collecting data, so getting my book ready. And so the book was published and launched in 2019, and then we launched the product in 2020.
Just to give listeners a basic understanding of glutathione, how does it actually work in our bodies? And in particular, how does it work in comparison, or is it an antioxidant? So like what is it? Is it a protein, a molecule, an antioxidant? What is it actually doing?
So the glutathione is basically coming of three amino acids coming together in one particular sequence. That sequence is a small peptide. It's just a three amino acid chain peptide. It's not a protein because even though it's an amino acid chain, it's not considered a protein. It's considered a small peptide, but it's most abundantly produced in human bodies. And there's a reason it gets produced most abundantly is because it does two things very effectively for us. One, you just mentioned, which is an antioxidant. It neutralizes all the free radicals in our body. And the two main free radicals, either they are oxygen-related free radicals or nitrogen-related free radicals. And these are both gases. Like you breathe oxygen, your body produces nitric oxide. And when the job is done, they need to be neutralized. And excess of any of those things becomes free radicals in our body. So the glutathione actually neutralizes those two free radicals and gives up the electron, electronically gives up an electron to kind of get itself oxidized. Glutathione gets oxidized themselves, but it neutralizes the damage that's caused by free radicals. That's part one. The part two, which nobody talks about because it's very, very complex, it's all the ways it helps detoxify your body. And I mean, we know as of right now, the liver is a major organ for detoxification pathways. And there's phase one, phase two, and now phase three different pathways of detoxifying your body. Glutathione actually helps in both the phase one and two in finding those molecules, neutralizing those molecules, make them water soluble, or help the liver kind of metabolize them further down so they are easily, your body is able to easily excrete them out of the system. So that's a major function of glutathione that we don't talk about it too much because, again, the science is still learning more and more about it.
For the detox front, what is the role? Because you talk about in the book about how glutathione is naturally recycled in the body. What is the role of how, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but it can be recycled with the free radical stuff, but it cannot when it is used for detox?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why your body has to constantly produce for the rest of your life glutathione. If it 100% gets recycled, you produce once and you're done for the rest of your life. But what happens is that when it gives up electrons, the oxidized glutathione becomes an inactive substance inside your body. And then that oxidized glutathione can actually take energy source from outside, like sunlight or vitamin C or vitamin E, other so-called antioxidant. What they do is they give the energy back to glutathione to revive itself. And so that's a recycling process of glutathione. GSH is the short form of glutathione. When it gets oxidized, it becomes GS, and two GS molecule comes together, becomes GSSG, which is the medical or the chemical term of this oxidized glutathione. And upon accepting electrons, it becomes GSSH again. So that's a recycle process. The other process we talk about, the conjugations or the detoxification pathways of glutathione, is a one-way process. In this process, glutathione gets used up because it is altering the structure of different metabolites, and in that process, glutathione gets destroyed. And so your body has to constantly produce the glutathione all the time.
When it gets recycled into that GSSG form and it's oxidized, does it become a prooxidant or is it just inert?
It's an inert molecule. That's the best part, right? Because if you think about it, we just mentioned the term prooxidant. So if you think about vitamin C, everybody thinks vitamin C is an antioxidant. But chemically, vitamin C is actually a prooxidant. At low concentration, it's giving up its energy to revive glutathione. And so the antioxidant benefits that you experience because of taking vitamin C is not because vitamin C is an antioxidant, because what it's doing is it's reviving glutathione back and helping glutathione become a powerful source of an antioxidant benefits that you experience.
We'll talk about, I'm sure, skincare later, but I was actually reading and interviewing Dr. Michael Greger for his book, How Not to Age. And he was talking in his book about topical skincare and vitamin C. And he was saying how it can so easily become basically a prooxidant depending on what form it's in. So is it always a prooxidant, the vitamin C?
Yes.
What are the implications of that? Like using it, taking it, putting it on our skin?
It's a low concentration. So it's low enough that, keep in mind, your skin is exposed to the environmental toxins the most. And so your skin has the highest amount of oxidized glutathione. So when you take topical vitamin C, it's actually reviving the glutathione under your skin much, much faster than anything else, any other glutathione that is any other oxidized glutathione inside your body. And so at the low concentration that they are, vitamin C is actually very effective in reviving this glutathione, and you can see the antioxidant benefits of glutathione immediately.
So when the vitamin C combines or affects the oxidized glutathione, what happens to the vitamin C? What does it turn into?
It gets oxidized itself. And oxidized vitamin C is inert and your body just discards it.
Oh, so if you put vitamin C on just normal GSH, like in a test tube or a petri dish, would nothing happen?
So in our own formula, what we do is we have glutathione and we also have a low-dose vitamin C in there. So what we do is we add a little bit of vitamin C inside of a formula so that we want to make sure that even in the process of making this glutathione, if anything is oxidized, we want vitamin C to keep on reviving them. And so even in the petri dish, when you take oxidized glutathione and you put vitamin C in there, this oxidized glutathione can become glutathione reduced form.
If it were just sitting by, like in the product, by non-oxidized glutathione, will it just sit there until it needs to do something?
Yeah, exactly. Unless it reacts to the environmental sources, then it can get oxidized as well. Because vitamin C can get oxidized pretty fast as well.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I definitely want to go more into that in a little bit, the whole skincare thing. Before that, because you mentioned earlier when you were trying to make where you were making your glutathione supplement, making it water soluble. So that initial version that you were talking about, is that the same version that you have today with the transdermal Oro supplement?
So Melanie, you have used this product for a few years now. It has an odor, has a sulfur odor to it. It is sticky. And I would say 100% of the people do not like that part.
I'm so used to it now, though. Like, I remember when I first interviewed you, I just started using it. And I was like, this is going to take some like a learning curve. Now I'm so used to it.
But we all are. We all are disappointed with those outcomes. So imagine I had this product ready in 2007 with stickiness and the odor. And my chemist mind started thinking, I said, oh my God, I'm not going to put this on my body ever, right? But then when you see the benefit of it, then you say, okay, you know what? I'll suck it up for a little bit until I see the benefits. And when the benefit runs out, I'll stop it. And so all this time, 13, 14 years, I have made probably 100 different variations of this product, trying to get rid of the smell and trying to get rid of the stickiness out of this whole product line. So the formula I had in 2007 when I first made it, and the formula you have in your hands right now is identical. I could not even change one thing in it. Not even one thing.
Wow. So basically that was the formula it had to be to do what it needs to do.
Yes. And the thing is, it was like the force of nature came together and gave me this product and basically told me that, hey, this is made in nature and try to change it, but you can't, right? And so I'm not a God believer person per se, but when you believe in something so, I do believe in nature. I'm a spiritual person, so I do believe in nature that, hey, everything is a purpose. And when this thing was so perfectly created that, oh my God, I said, there's nothing I can do to change it. And the number of ingredients are so little when I first made it. Was so little that I said, hey, how can I change ingredients in here? How can I add more things? When it's something so perfect, it is very simple.
Talking about supplements and things we put in our bodies, I am all about the, you know, original, purest, natural form and not, you know, I feel like so many things are just doctored and then they're like doctored up and then they just put put a name on it, like vitamin C, glutathione, to like make it seem like it's, you know, something really helpful when really they're just trying to make something that's approachable to people that is of questionable ingredients.
And the thing is, that's unfortunate, but thanks to you and people like you that are out there educating the consumers, because I've tried myself as a pharmacist. I talk to doctors literally every single day and educate them. And I don't talk to a lot of patients but because my focus has always been, if I talk to the physicians and educate them, they'll pass on the messages to the rest of the public. But the doctors are so busy. They don't have time. And so it's people like you that are out there taking this baton and going to the consumers and educating them, which is so admirable. And that's why I really admire what you are doing. Thank you.
No, thank you. I promise you, when I put it on every night, I have like a moment of gratitude. I'm like sulfur and stickiness aside, I completely have that gratitude. And it goes back to something I do want to really clarify for listeners. So because glutathione is everywhere out there in IVs and pushes and oral supplements, when people are taking it in that form, are they getting it in their body? What effects are they getting?
Oh, wow. So that's a big question, because as you can imagine, everybody that's out there is injecting glutathione all day long. But in the world, in all the countries in the world, nobody's ever approved glutathione for mass use. They have approved glutathione for temporary use for chemotherapy-induced toxicities. And that's about it. It's a very low index of approval process. And because the glutathione actually, when you inject inside your veins, it really does not get absorbed in the purest form. The body will break down the glutathione into amino acids. There is an increase of one of the amino acids inside your blood within 90 minutes, which is cysteine. And we are predicting, again, we do not know for sure, we are predicting that that is the reason why you still experience the benefit of glutathione about 3 to 6 hours later after you inject the product. But we do know for fact that all the glutathione that you inject within 5 to 15 minutes is in your urine. You're about to pee it out. So that's the IV form, right? And so then you look at the oral form. And my research was back in 1999 when I first made the liposomal form of glutathione, and I was not getting the results I was expecting. And then in 2011, somebody did a study at the University of Texas, and they took 26 kids, young kids, autistic kids, and gave them either transdermal liposome glutathione or oral liposome glutathione. And they found the same exact results as the IVs, where the glutathione was not getting absorbed, was getting broken down, was absorbing the amino acids. And yeah, if you have no issues with conjugating those amino acids back together, your body can produce its own glutathione. And so that's what they were coming to a conclusion. Again, we do not 100% for sure know that part. So no matter what you do, something is working, but not for the reasons you think it's working. And so I always look at science. Science always tells us, I said, okay, whatever I do, I want predictable results. Like, for example, if you have $5 and you go to a coffee shop and you put up $5 down, you rest assured that you're going to get a coffee within the $5, right? That's a predictable result. But if you say that I have money, in what form, I do not know, and you go to a coffee shop, I say, hey, I have money. Well, show me the money first. Well, right? Then they figure out, how am I going to convert this into from a different currency to this currency, or if I have Apple Cash or whatever. You know, people have all kinds of things. What I'm trying to give an analogy is that the glutathione, it needs to be have a predictable results. And if you can remove all the uncertainties out of the equation, then we can have a better predictable results in our patient population. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey friends, I'm about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume, and that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee. Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. And then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com.
Do you know James Clement by chance? He's really great. He wrote a book called The Switch, which is about our genetic pathways for longevity. But he did a lot of research in super centenarians and their blood work. And he has a lab and everything. And I really, really trust him on everything. I remember I was talking to him, might have been when I was reading your book. And I was like, is it true that, because he's doing lab tests like all the time with all of these different things. And I was like, is it true that, you know, taking these IVs and pushes, you know, might not be having that much of an effect with the glutathione getting into our cells? And he was like, yeah, it's a complete waste of your money. he was like, don't do it. I think I had gotten sick or something. And, or I don't know, I was going to go get a push or an IV. And it was my first time going since reading your book. And so I was like, do I get the glutathione? Do I not? And he was like, yeah, don't get it. And I was like, okay, that's very telling. I'm curious with those ingredients that are in glutathione. So you mentioned the cysteine, and then it's also, is it glycine and glutamic acid as well?
Glutamine, glycine, and cysteine. Those are the three amino acids that comes together to make glutathione, yes. We don't put the amino acids inside because we give it the sequence completely intact and ready to use.
Okay. Those three amino acids, if they are in the body in this you know, prior analogy of random vague money, but if they are, you know, all there together, is the production of glutathione substrate driven or demand driven?
It's demand driven, right? So when the demands are higher, your body will try to produce more as much as possible. But if the demand is high, but you don't have enough substrate, then your body's out of luck. And so the common thing is to just get the substrate. That way your body can just make it when it needs to. And that's great. I would love to do that for every single thing that I need. Instead of, it's like what I say, right? If you teach them how to fish, then you don't have to, they'll never go hungry. But if you give them a fish, they'll go hungry tomorrow. And so if you give the body what it needs and let the body makes itself, that's the ideal way of treating the body. But you know what? As we age, the enzymes that are necessary to produce glutathione, the substrates of these things are getting less and less. And the demands are actually not getting any less. In fact, the demands are getting higher. And so if the demands are not decreasing, but our body's ability to produce glutathione is decreasing, then there's a gap on what your demand versus what your supply is. And as the gap increases to a certain point, which we do not know what that point is, there's an onset of all diseases. If you think about it, oxidative stress is what we are talking about right now, is linked to probably 80% of all diseases in the world. Some people may say it's 100%, but I think it's fair to say at least 80% more. Nobody's going to refute me on that one. So if there's a possibility to reduce down the oxidative stress to bare minimum, it cannot never be zero, because you need to have a little bit of oxidative stress for the body to stay focused and more resilient. So what we can do is we can get it down to as low as possible. If we can reduce oxidative stress down to as low as possible, there's a potential that your body can keep on regenerating itself every so often, and you can literally have a very long, healthy life.
Something that blew my mind in your book, you mentioned that glutathione is, I think, our second most abundant compound in the body, molecule after water. That's crazy to me. Is there any sort of feedback loop if we are providing the, you know, complete form of glutathione to our body? Will we stop producing as much?
You're asking all the right questions, Melanie. It feels like you must be a physician out there who's doing all this work, because these are the type of questions I get from physicians normally. But then the doctors, I tell them right off the bat, I said, hey, glutathione is not dependent on a stimulus coming from the hypothalamus or the pituitary. That means the brain is not telling your body to produce glutathione. Right? As oxidative stress goes up higher, the body senses the stress, produces the glutathione, neutralizes the free radicals, and you're done, right? It doesn't need any computing brain power to do that part. So that means if you take glutathione from outside sources, then what happens? What happens is that if you remember, in these three amino acids, it takes two enzymes, two ATP molecules, and one NAD molecule to produce one molecule of glutathione. Three amino acids, two enzymes, two ATP, and one NAD. If you give the glutathione straight up, what is it saving? Saving three amino acids. The enzymes are created based on the needs, so that's okay. You're saving two ATP, which is the energy source, and one NAD. Guess what? Your whole body is made up of building blocks from amino acids. So amino acids will get used up to make other peptides and other proteins that you need. The two ATP molecules that is saved up, guess what? Now you have more energy to do more protein synthesis in your body, to make more muscle mass, to make more proteins, whatever your body needs, right? And once that's done, guess what? You have more energy that most of the people will feel in the first 15 to 30 days. And the third thing is NAD, one of the essential molecule that is required for making any chemical reaction in your body go faster or go better. So over time, by supplying glutathione, we're not doing 100% supplementation, so it's not like that your body's ever going to forget making the glutathione. But when we give the glutathione from outside sources, It's sparing all the building blocks, sparing energy and NAD to make your body function better. So when you supplement glutathione correctly, it's not that the glutathione itself is good for you, but the byproducts that is saving the body some energy is used up everywhere else. So that's the part that I want everybody to understand. It's like 1 + 1 is supposed to be 2, but in this case, 1 + 1 is not just 3 or 4, it's like 5 or 10.
And that actually speaks as well to, because like I said, when I saw you 2 conferences ago, the study, I don't know if it had published or if it was a preprint. I remember you gave me like the actual.
It was a preprint. It was a preprint. It didn't get published. It didn't get published. It was preprint, and it was a study on COVID. So I'll let you ask me the question, but I'll tell you, it was a preprint because we were not sure if it will ever get published, and so a lot of journals kind of accepted it and went to the peer review process, accepted the journal article, and at the very end they said that this is too controversial about COVID, so they would not publish it because they didn't want to get the heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it never got published correctly. And then eventually, a year and a half ago, it did get published after that. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I was like, because I found it like online. So, oh, yay. Awesome. I'm curious. So with that study, the researchers involved and everything, did you spearhead the study or did they come to you?
No, they actually, the 2 professors at the university. So I also teach at Western University School of Pharmacy over there. And in there, they were asking me, what do I do? And so I was telling them about my research on glutathione and what I do. And he goes, oh my God. And one of the researchers, Dr. Vishwanath Venkatraman, who was one of the researchers on this project as well, he has done extensive amount of research on glutathione with liposome technology. And so he goes, oh, I know glutathione. I said, okay, well, what do you know about it? I said, well, it's an amazing product, but it takes about 3 months to kick in, right? And he goes, oh, okay, how about I speed it down to less than 2 days? And he goes, what? All right? And he goes, wow, is it possible? So they basically came to me at the onset of COVID in 2020, March of 2020. I said, hey, the university is shutting down. The medical center is busting through the seams. We have nothing in our arsenal to help these patients. All we can do is we give them some Tylenol, get the fever down, get some steroids to help them breathe better. And if nothing fails, we put them on a ventilator so that we can keep on surviving them until we can figure out what to do with these people. And so they said that if I give glutathione and if that can at least build up your immune system, then yeah, we're not killing any viruses, but we'll let the immune system deal with it the best it can. And if it's possible, we are able to keep a lot of people healthy that have an intact immune system. So that's what they did. That's exactly what they did. So I'm sorry, I'll let you ask me the question.
No, I love it. That's amazing. I'm curious. So the version that he was talking about that took a few years, why did it take a few years for his version? Or the glutathione that he was talking about?
He was using liposome technology product. And so the results that he was getting took him 3 to 4 months to get the results that he was looking for.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, the study was so incredible. And it talks about, you know, everybody is, I think, familiar with this idea of the cytokine storm and just this overwhelming oxidative stress that people experience with COVID. And, you know, it talks all about how glutathione could be a primary role in helping to mitigate that. It doesn't name your product by name, but it talks about the potential of a glutathione. Is it cyclodextrin complex?
Yeah, because that's my technology.
Yeah. With the cyclodextrin, because they do talk in that paper about the possibly potential benefits of it as well. When you chose that compound, did you anticipate it having any other benefits, or was it more about just the mechanism of getting it into the cells?
It was just the mechanism, because my goal was to stabilize glutathione. My goal was to get the glutathione particles small enough so it can cross through the barriers. my research led me, dextrin molecules, there's so many different types of dextrin molecules, cyclodextrins, clusterdextrins. There's so many different types, maltose, dextrins. So I had to pick and choose, see what can I use to get my glutathione in there. So we made this proprietary blends of this product to figure out how we can, first of all, stabilize the glutathione. So put a chemical cap on the sulfur molecules so you can still smell the sulfur, but doesn't get oxidized. And the second part of it, if we can somehow twist the molecule without changing the polarity, so that way it's still, the effectors are still there, but somehow squeeze this peptide into small beads. And by doing so, we are able to send it through the skin into your body. So we use this molecule to basically do all that work for us.
Wow.
In U.S., cyclodextrin is an inactive ingredient, has no activities. There's no medication been approved as an API using cyclodextrin. And so dextrin is supposed to be an inert ingredient that people use it for multiple purposes.
They did talk about it being potentially antiviral, but I think that was just like a vague mention.
This was actually done at the NIH. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, NIH did some work on cyclodextrins, and there's published articles out there on cyclodextrins. Actually, Dr. Fauci was involved in a couple of the research as well himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so there was a potential that cyclodextrin could have a role treating viruses, but it never got materialized. I don't think the study ever passed anything like that. Again, our goal was not to use a cyclodextrin for that purposes. Our goal is to use cyclodextrin to deliver glutathione itself, which we did.
How stable is the product? Like, does it expire? Does it?
So, oh my God. So this is, I mean, we have multiple different versions of this product, like different concentration. And as a concentration gets higher, the stability goes off the roof.
The what goes off the roof?
The stability of the product itself. Yeah. So like at the lower concentration, it's still good for about a couple of years. And as the concentration increases, the stability gets higher and higher. We have not done a full-blown study to exactly find the true stability data on it yet. But we are not mentioning that we're telling people not to use it for, once you open the bottle, use it within 3 months. If you're not using the bottle, it should last you at least 18 months to 2 years.
Does it need to be refrigerated?
Well, that's a piece of the technology that we have, that it does not require refrigeration. Now, if you put it in the refrigerator, will it increase the lifespan? Absolutely it will. Absolutely will. But it does not require to be refrigerated.
Okay. I do keep mine in the refrigerator, but I travel with it. And I've always wondered when I'm traveling, I'm like, oh.
I don't keep it in the refrigerator. Mine, I have 3-4 bottles in my house. Every bathroom has one, and downstairs in the kitchen, I have one, just in case, because if my wife is cooking out there, if something gets spilled or something gets burned, it's like cure all for all her problems, I guess.
I love it. My favorite way to use it is if I'm going out and having a little bit more to drink than I normally would. I mean, I always use it that night, but then if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just like douse myself with it. And I swear it's a cure, not a cure for hangovers, but it's really, really amazing for helping with that.
Well, when you drink alcohol, it depletes all your glutathione levels. And so all you're doing is replacing the glutathione levels. But if you still have some alcohol in your stomach that hasn't been digested yet, so waking up at nighttime and putting more glutathione, all you're doing is replacing your glutathione levels back to normal because it's all getting used up by alcohol.
That is literally my process. Like I put on before I go to bed and then I will wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, whoop, gotta douse myself again. I haven't actually mentioned the name because I want to make sure I say it right. Is it Glutaryl?
Glutaryl, yes. I'm so sorry. I put a scientific name to it. You know, my brain doesn't function normally. And so many people come and told me, I said, hey, we offer a service where we can name your product for you that is easy for the consumers to understand. I said, it's Glutaryl. It's a chemical name. How is that going to be? I said, oh, it's very difficult. People don't understand what Glutaryl is. I'm sorry about that.
It's so funny. I love it. Would you ever change the name? I'm just curious.
It's too late now. People are just used to that now. The logos are done. Everything is done. We just got trademarked. Everything is done. So I said, just keep it.
And then there's also the plus version. What's the difference between the two?
So the plus version was, again, in 2020, the first year when the researchers were working on the treatments for COVID, of course, it was a chaotic time. People were just drawing straws, right? Trying to figure out what is a solution for anything. Anybody said something about COVID and they flocked to it and will try products more. When this research were using this product and getting positive response in the immune responses for the patients, so they want to try a stronger version, if I could make one, for people in the hospitals, right? Because we were dealing with the hospital settings. And it goes, I said, can you make something stronger? And sure enough, we already had this product ready for years, but we never released the product. So we tried on a few people. The doctors were very happy with the results. And long story short, a couple of people got a hold of it. And they goes, oh my God, I only want to take this product. I said, but glutathione, more may not be the best option for you. You probably want to find out how much your body needs. So anyways, we did release the product in 2021. It's a stronger version of Glyteril. It's 1.75 times stronger than Glyteril itself. And it's basically used for people that have high needs of glutathione to get your body under control. And once the body's under control, they go back on the Glyteril for maintenance purposes anyway. So they use it for 3 months, 6 months, up to a year. I have some people that have used it for about 2 years in a row before they can switch over to Glyteril. And these are patients for doctors that have been working with them for years. Some people with chronic liver issues, chronic conditions, metabolic disorders that depletes your glutathione levels completely. So replacing them all the time is very critical for them. And so they use it for 3 months, 6 months, up to a year.
For those of us using the normal Glyteril, when we put it on, do we actually need to physically press it into our skin? And then how long does it last?
Yes. So the answer is yes to both. First of all, I personally also use Glyteril. I don't use the Plus. I do use a Plus when I enjoy an adult beverage, for sure. But normally, Glyteril is going to be more than sufficient for me as well. You do have to press it in. I usually rub it in on my arms or on my belly or someplace. If you put it in your face, rubbing on your face gets a little bit difficult, so you may want to press it in. But it takes the sheer action to kind of activate the molecule. And so when you press it in, it literally dries up in about 2 minutes. That's when you know it's already inside your skin. Now, it stays inside your body for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. That's, again, according to the study that we have done at my office. We reciprocated the same study last year as well. And we found out that 4 to 6 hours is about the time it stays in the body. So if you use it twice a day, it gives you kind of 8 hours, 12 hours, maybe 14 hours of coverage. And the rest of the time, the body still has to make some glutathione for you anyways.
Okay, awesome. And I will say, you're talking about how in a few minutes it, you know, kind of disappears. It's really interesting, the intense change it goes from how sulfury it smells to how once it goes away, you don't even smell it. So when listeners try it for the first time, have no fear. It's not going to smell and feel like that. Like it goes away. I put it like on my chest around my collarbone area, like around my, is that an okay area? Like under my neck?
Any non-hairy part of the body is great. People use it on the neck because of the neck is exposed to the sun. It gets damaged pretty fast.
Yeah. Which speaking of, I'm really curious because you talk in your book about everything with the skin and glutathione. I have quite a few questions about it. Just speaking to the sun damage part, you talk about how glutathione can help with skin brightening. Would it make your skin more sensitive to UV damage?
Actually, it's on the contrary, because what glutathione does, it reduces the free radicals that have been created by the sun under your skin. So it's supposed to, once it gets rid of the free radicals, actually your skin is not getting bombarded with this damage-causing radicals, free radicals. And so in actuality, it should get your skin a chance to heal and stay healthy the whole time. So a healthier skin is a stronger skin. So It does not make you sun sensitive. In fact, let's say if you go out in the sun and if you get sunburn or you have intense amount of pain, right? Of course, you can buy some, if you come to my pharmacy, I'll sell you some benzocaine or lidocaine, some spray, solarcaine, benzocaine spray. You can spray it on so the pain goes away. But the other thing you can do is literally you can reduce those free radicals that's causing this pain by using glutathione. And once you reduce the free radicals, the pain goes away. When the pain goes away, so when you use glutathione, it's like a double response, right? Yes, it can help with reducing the free radicals, and the free radicals is causing the pain, and it's also causing the skin not to heal faster. And so now all of a sudden, once you quench all the free radicals, your skin is not feeling any pain anymore, and now the skin is also healing faster. So if you get sunburn, hopefully the skin's going to heal by itself much, much faster than anything else.
I guess the reason I was curious about that was you were talking about the role with UV stimulating, is it tyrosinase and melanin? And then glutathione, does it inhibit that enzyme?
Well, that's what the literature supports, that part, that when you block the enzymes, it can also, at a very high dosage of glutathione, it can block those enzymes, and that's how we get skin lightening effects off it too. Keep in mind, we are using this topical product at a very low dose. We're only giving you what your body is able to produce normally. And so we're not giving you super physiologic dosages. These are the people that were using high dose glutathione in the IV pushes for getting skin lightening effects. That can damage those enzymes and also cause, it can also make your skin susceptible to sun damage.
Hey friends, did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created Avalon X Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important, and berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST. I'm really just excited, though, by the conversation because I love when I learn the actual mechanism behind something that is very common and I never really understood how it works. So like the skin lightening or brightening, it's like, what actually causes that? So like in this case, essentially what's happening is it's stopping the production of melanin that would make your skin darker.
Yes. So the melanin stimulation comes from UV light. So if you can reduce the free radicals, then what it's doing is it reducing the potential of stimulating the melanin to produce more melanin, right? And if it does that part, your skin it's not like you're blocking the enzymes, and you can do that too with a very high dose of glutathione, but low doses, all it's doing is just quenching all those free radicals. So there's no stimulation to the skin to get your skin darker. And so over time, the skin gets a little lighter or brighter. It's not because it is blocking all those enzymes and now you have another thing to worry about, but it's actually releasing the stimulation to the melanocytes to produce more melanin.
In your book, you talk about seven things that the skin needs. So you say vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, CoQ10, mixed tocopherols, and then you have two honorable mentions, which I don't know if I can say them, cyproestanol, carnosine, and DMAE. So out of all of those, how much of those can we get topically versus should we get via other methods?
We have all those products in our topical creams.
All of those are in your creams?
At full concentration. So when you have the technology, so Melanie, I've seen you. So you have a very nice face, small, right? You don't have enough surface area to put all those ingredients on your face and enjoy the benefits of it, right? So what we have done, we have used the technology to get all those ingredients, reduce the particle size, put them in a cream, and let you have it within like one or two pumps. That's it.
Wow. And they all can transport into where they need to go in the skin?
Yes, that's our technology. So we are actually able to deliver glutathione, vitamin C, carnosine, DMA, CoQ10, resveratrol, cycloestrogenol. I mean, quite a few ingredients like that as well.
Are they all really stable and or can they interact with anything?
So they are very stable. I mean, the interaction only comes with which one is charged molecule, which one is not charged, right? So the glutathione, vitamin C, to an extent, CoQ10, and very small amount of L-carnosine has a little bit of charge on it. The rest are pretty inert. So that one is the rest are okay. So with the charged molecule, we make sure that we kind of separate them out a little bit as much as possible. And so what we have done is we have created two serums with vitamin C serum and glutathione serum. So that way you get those charged molecules in the serum at a very high concentration. And then use the creams to give the rest of the molecules, rest of the ingredients, to kind of go over it as well.
Do both the serums and the creams have all seven, or do you need to do both to get all seven?
To get all sevens, it's a four-part system. So we have two serums. One serum is for glutathione, one serum is for vitamin C, and we have two creams. The day cream, which is, during the daytime cream, which is the Rise and Revive cream, has CoQ10, carnosine, DMAE, and the rest and repair cream, which is the nighttime, has a cycloestrogenol and the resveratrol. And I don't know if you know about resveratrol. Resveratrol is one of those ingredients that's very, very hard to stabilize and make it.
Resveratrol is like you're at a, I don't know if this analogy is going to land. It's like you're at a party and resveratrol walks in the room and everybody's like, oh, resveratrol's here. Like the gossip starts because there's like so much controversy, I think, surrounding it. But you're a fan?
Well, the thing is, keep in mind, there's two things about resveratrol. One, most resveratrol chemically, when you buy the resveratrol as a chemical, has a lot of heavy metals in there. So keep in mind, the resveratrol comes from the skin of the grapes, right? That's where it's come from. And the skin has a lot of heavy metals in there. So to get the pure form of resveratrol is not very easy. It's a chemical process that the pharmaceutical company has to remove all those heavy metals out to give us the purest form of resveratrol to us. And so since we are pharmacists, we have access to high-grade ingredients. A cosmetic company normally would not have access to those high-grade ingredients.
Is that information on your website? I would
know.
That's like a big selling point. Maybe just for me, but
it is. But thing is, I don't want people to think that all resveratrols are bad, because if I tried in, I don't want people to make sure for me to look good, my product will speak for itself. I don't have to put anybody else down for me to look good, right? And so there's no point saying those kinds of things. But what I do want to say is the result is hard to make, and it's because of this one purpose. And the second purpose is that it's very hard to dissolve in any of the chemicals. And so creating a mixture that is able to transport through your skin is very difficult. And it took me almost 2 years after, even with my own research, trying to figure out, am I getting everything that I need? And it just took us so many different tweaks to get it down now. So now we have perfected the system, that now we're able to get resveratrol through your skin at the recent repair cream that we have at bedtime.
Is there a reason you specifically chose which ingredients go in the day versus the night, or why did you make those choices?
So the daytime, I'm expecting people to go out and go in the sun, enjoy life, you know, get exposed to pollution, whatever that is. And so the daytime, I want to give you vitamin C because I want to keep on reviving this glutathione back to normal. I want to give you some CoQ10. I need some energy in your skin so that the skin looks vibrant and full of energy. Carnosine is there to keep on reviving glutathione and vitamin C. So it's like ongoing basis of making sure that there's enough antioxidant benefits that your body needs to keep on recycling glutathione and keep on quenching this free radical. Because it's like, if I give you glutathione by itself, then once it quenches all the free radicals, you're done. But if I give you vitamin C and CoQ10 and carnosine, and it revives the glutathione, it quenches it, it revives them again, quenches them again, revives them again. So it's like an ongoing process. So that's my daytime process is what I've made up. The nighttime is different now. At nighttime, what I really want to do is I really want to reset anything that has happened during the daytime and repair any damage has caused during the daytime. And so we use resveratrol for that one and cyclostrogenol. Now, cyclostrogenol is a big word. Astragalus root extract is where it comes from. This thing comes from work of Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn, who won the Nobel Prize for telomeres when she found out that telomeres is probably one of the longevity markers. And the researchers out there that using cyclostrogenol, it actually heals and repairs the DNA and improves the telomeres. And so my focus was, I said, okay, if I want to have a fighting chance for my skin to look better, I need all these ingredients inside. And for cyclostrogenol to work, you have to reduce oxidative stress in your skin down. And so the nighttime routine includes glutathione itself, and as a serum, and then the cream has resveratrol and the cyclostrogenol.
I've been testing a lot of different biological age companies. It's interesting because they'll test like all different markers, and I'll get different results on different tests, and it's all very confusing. But I recently tested two different companies, and the one thing they both tested that I did like the best on out of everything was telomeres. I was like, that's exciting. I guess my telomeres are in good shape. So yeah, I'm so, so fascinated by the telomeres.
Well, the telomeres increases if you can just reduce oxidative stress down. That's where the glutathione comes into play.
I wish I had taken that before using gluterol versus after. I could have seen if there was a difference, but I'm not going to stop now. So too late. For these ingredients as well, the skincare, like we were talking about before, do you also really press them in?
So the serums, yes, you do. The cream is pretty easy. Creams are just, it's a passive diffusion. It goes to the lipid layers of your skin. So you just basically spread the cream around your face and that's it.
My audience, they know me for skincare. I talk about it all the time because I just think I'm really concerned. Well, so before coming to like effectiveness, I'm really concerned about problematic ingredients in skincare. And I think people are just exposing themselves to endocrine disruptors 24/7 through our skincare products, and that it's a major, major problem. So the safety issue, I'm really, really concerned about. That's why I was one of the reasons I was really, really excited to hear about what you were doing with the resveratrol. And then effectiveness is obviously the next thing. But so as far as your formulation, the other ingredients and safety and all of that, is there endocrine disruptors or ingredients of concern?
So Melanie, I'm not sure if you know this thing, but I'm also a compounding pharmacist, and my full-time job is dealing with female mostly and some male hormone replacement therapy. All I do every single day is teach doctors on how to treat the patients for hormone replacement therapy. So when it comes to endocrine system, oh, believe me, I am all over it right now, right? I don't talk to patients much because my focus has always been to talk to doctors. If I can help the doctors get better at prescribing these hormones, I think I have a good chance of spreading the word out much faster. So when it comes to endocrine disruptors, it is a big deal when it comes to skincare because back in the 90s, I think that somebody did a study where they took a whole bunch of skincare products and they did a chemical analysis, and every product had some sort of estrogen type products in there. Yeah, so what you're saying that you're adamant about this ingredients is very critical. And so when I was formulating my skincare, I wasn't formulating my skincare, I was just making it for friends and family, and then eventually this became a product now today. But for all those years when I made for my friends and family, the idea is, can I get the purest form of ingredients that I need to make the products? And it was never going to be cost effective for the consumers to buy it. So I never made it for the consumers. Like even the vitamin C serum that I make, guess what? It's real ascorbic acid. It's not some ester form of ascorbic acid. It's a real ascorbic acid. And we buy the one that is not made from corn. So we buy from tapioca base. So as you can imagine, the corn is what is the cheapest form of ascorbic acid you can buy. And it's the most abundant ascorbic acid you can buy in the United States today. And I don't buy those stuff because corn is GMO based, and GMO product has a potential of having endocrine disruptors for most of my patients.
This is excellent. This is so great. Would you consider getting EWG certification for the products? Have you thought about that?
I'm not familiar with that part, but if it is something that needs to be done, yes. I'm very open. It is what it is. So if it's something that needs to be done, then we'll definitely work on it and get it done.
What a lot of consumers do when they're trying to find safe products is the environmental working group. They rate skincare products. They rate household cleaning products. You can basically look up, a lot of different things that you use. And then they rate every single ingredient in it. And then they give it a toxicity score of 1 to 10, I think, or 1 to 8. And so it's really helpful because a lot of people like me, looking for safe skincare, will go look up the products on EWG to see what number it has. And I'm assuming, hearing what you're saying, I'm assuming yours would be like a 1. That'd be cool to get your products on that website because it would be really helpful for people.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's something, again, my job is to make products. I'm an R&D guy. And so my focus always, if I have half an hour remaining of my day, you'll see me in the lab because I'm trying to figure out what other molecule can I make and stabilize and create some products. But at the same time, I understand the consumers need to trust from a third-party verification. So yeah, I have a team of people that will absolutely look into that part and look and see if we can get it done.
It's so exciting to talk to the person who actually makes the product because normally, there's this barrier or wall where I'm researching the companies and I'm researching the products, but I'm not actually talking to the developers. So this is fabulous.
Yeah. So we make everything in-house. We control from start to finish everything.
Wow.
And even today's date, like today, we just did a production run this morning. I was involved early in the morning to making sure that it's done correctly. And the mixing was done under my supervision. And once the mixing was done, after that, I left because now it's just bottling and packaging left only. That's it.
Oh, so amazing. And then what studies have you conducted? You do have some studies on your website on the skincare products.
Skincare is a little difficult because it's more like visible studies and how people feel with the product.
Yeah, subjective.
It's a lot more subjective studies, which is I'm not accustomed to those kind of studies. I'm more towards scientific studies, and so we can talk about that as well. But for the skincare, like for example, the G serum that we make for the glutathione, It has clinically proven to improve wrinkles, fine lines, and skin tone in just 1 week.
That's crazy. 1 week.
In 1 week.
Wow.
Versus the Dr. Venkatraman was telling me that some of the things that he was seeing in his studies was thinking about 3 month trials before you see the data.
Wow. That's the vitamin C. After 1 week, 93% of users agreed skin felt smooth and looked clear. 85% said texture was more even. And then there's tons of, after 4 weeks, you know, way more things as well.
And this was just a 4 week trial. It was a 4 week study only. Of course, most of the company to ask me, say, hey, you want to do a 2 or 3 months trial? I said, no, nobody's going to give me 2 or 3 months to try a product. If they don't get the results in 30 days, they're not going to buy my product, right? I said, no, do everything in 30 days or less. And so that's what we did, a 30-day trial for everything.
That's amazing. Would you ever make an eye cream?
We have something ready. I've not put enough attention to kind of get it better yet, because eyes, underneath your eyes, the skin is very thin. And so my technology, if it's too sticky, the skin is so thin, so they get rashes from there, right? And so I have to figure out a different way to get this ingredients inside without causing the stickiness. So instead of a serum, I may have to do something a little bit different to that. So I'm not sure yet. So we have something ready. So people love the product. They've already tried it. And a few people have tried it. I'm Indian. So we have a lot of people with dark eye circles. And so they've used the product with some great results. But it's sticky and the skin is so thin. So the texture is not very good yet. So I don't want to release the product yet. So I need some more time to fix it up and see if I can get better.
Hi, friends. Out of all of the incredible biohacking devices that I use to optimize my health and wellness, there is one type of biohacking device that I have been using the longest. We are talking every single day of my life because it radically changes my life that much. It helps my energy levels, my sleep, my anxiety, so many things. You might know what it is. It is the category of blue light blocking glasses. I just found an upgraded form of this, which does so much more than just block blue light. There's a company called Hyperlite Optics. They've been established in Europe for years and are just now coming to the US. And here's what makes their glasses so special. You might have heard me talk about C60 on the show before. Hyperlite Optics actually uses patented Swiss technology with fullerene C60 as a quantum light transformer. Basically, they transform bad light into healthy, beneficial light. As light passes through the lenses, the fullerene actually twists at a near inconceivable 18 million times per second, altering photon orientation. So this takes problematic wavelengths of light that we're exposed to in our modern environment and transforms it into healthy light. They are the ultimate ideal form of blue light blocking glasses. And they come in the coolest styles ever. These are truly luxury glasses. They are such high quality. I have never found blue light blocking glasses like this before. They're truly right up there with all those fancy name brands people are tempted to buy. Prepare yourself to get a lot of compliments. Plus, unlike normal blue light blocking glasses, which you might just wear at night, you can wear these all the time. In the morning, the afternoon, the evening, inside, outside. You can turn every moment that you look at the world into a therapeutic experience for your eyes. They're great to use at the computer. They'll reduce your eye strain, headaches, fatigue. You can wear them at night to regulate your circadian rhythm, especially if you're looking at devices, and you will sleep so much better. And did I mention they have so many styles and look so cool? By the way, if you want the model that you've probably seen me wearing a lot on social media, those are the Eclipse Blue model. And like I said, they are new to the US and I have one of the only discount codes available. You can get 10% off one pair of Hyperlite, 15% off two pairs, and 15% off all future purchases once you buy one pair with the coupon code Melanie10 at hyperliteoptics.com/Melanie. That's right, 10% off one pair, 15% off two or more pairs, and 15% off all future purchases with the coupon code Melanie10, MELANIE10, at hyperliteoptics.com/Melanie. I love hearing about your process so much. Here's a question with the back to the glutathione. How much glutathione are people getting when they're using the Gluterol spray versus when they're using like a glutathione skincare products? do you get systemic effects from that, or is it mostly topical?
So the glitter is systemic effect because you are literally improving glutathione levels. The topical version, we have more glutathione in there, in fact, but we have controlled the penetration of it, so it's just to keep it skin specific. And so will they get some systemic effects? Probably. But our goal is to just help with skin benefits. So the glitterol, 4 sprays twice a day is a typical dose, and 4 sprays will give you approximately 100 milligrams of glutathione. The G serum, which is the skincare side, the serum portion, that is usually about 1 squirt to 2 squirts that they use at bedtime. Each squirt is roughly about 60 milligrams per squirt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, the reason is because the skin has so much oxidative stress that it's barely enough to just take care of all your skin problems.
Okay. Wow.
So it's a lot more. If you think about it, it's more than glitterol.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going in as far.
As deep, because we control the stickiness is a little bit less than the glitterol. But we just want to make sure we control how much it stays inside your skin, because that's what it needs the most.
So my experience, so I won't mention the brand, but there's another brand that I work with that makes safe skincare. They actually stopped recent. Well, it's a long story. There was a lot of drama. They're not around right now. I've been using their products for so long and I love them. And now I'm not able to replenish them because they're gone. So I'm on my last bottles. So point being, I got your products almost ideal timing and that I can use it once I finish those bottles, but I didn't want to prematurely stop those products since they're not coming back. So I gave, in the meantime, the products to my sister. And I was like, I'll just buy them again when I run out. She's obsessed. You were mentioning the 1 week study. She told me in a few days, she was like, how much she was seeing a difference. So, and I can see a difference too. And so it's been really, really incredible. And I want my other products to run out so I can switch all over and start using all of them. Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you for sharing that part. I was going to ask you those questions. Say, how do you like the skincare product? Because skincare was released a long time ago, but I never marketed the whole product. I never did.
Really? Was this out when we talked last time?
I have skincare line forever, but I gave it to my wife and her friends and family, and that's all the people that bought it.
Were you selling it on your website?
It was on the website, but there was zero marketing behind it. I never did any studies. I didn't do anything. The packaging was old and dingy, and you know, everything was like homemade stuff. Because my focus was never on skincare as much. But then I realized that skincare is something that people spend a lot of money for. In return, they get very little value for it. And so I was very disappointed about that one. So I said, hopefully one day I can change that whole paradigm that, hey, if you pay some money, I want you to get 10 times the value of it, not one time.
I am so, so grateful for this. And I mean, like I said, it's good timing. So once my current products run out, I'm going to switch over to your line. And there's a massive, massive need and market for this because, like I said, I've been talking about the need for safe skincare for so long. And I think there's more and more of a desire for that, and especially for transparency of ingredients and everything like that. And that's just safe skincare is, you know, the baseline. And then on top of that, you know, we talked about how you have formulated this with, you know, what you perceive to be the 7 ingredients that the skin really, really needs. And so people can get all of that in your line, which is incredible.
At full concentration, is just getting 7 ingredients at, you know, people always label that, hey, I have 6 ingredients inside my bottle, but like a drop of this, a drop of that doesn't count. When I say 7 ingredients, I use 7 ingredients at full concentration. That means you can pick up any line. If their flagship product is just 1 ingredient, that full concentration of that 1 ingredient is inside my product.
I'm actually really curious by this. I feel like men don't flock to skincare the way women do. And I'm not quite sure why. They have skin as well.
They have skin. Yep, they do. And so, by the way, I have a men's skincare for myself personally. I've been using this for now 6 years.
Well, your skin looks great, I can say, having met you.
So I told my staff to, hey, can you just launch this product? Because all my friends are getting it and they're not paying me right now because there's no price tag to put on it, right? It's a very expensive product for me to make it. And my friends goes, well, it's not on your website, so that means it's free, right? So I've been making this product, but yes, you're right. Men, so for men, I think what they need, and this is not for all men, I would say majority of the men, what they want is one product. They don't want a system, a layered system. They don't want it. Versus if you think about it, most females are accustomed to having a routine. And for guys, routine is you shower, you shave, you come out, you put aftershave, and that's it. You go, you're done. And so I want to change the routine a little bit because what I want to do is give them a cream that works as an aftershave.
I was going to say a glutathione or an aftershave.
But it is. I have done all seven ingredients into one cream. Now, but this one is not the same as the other one because I cannot put all seven ingredients at full concentration into one. And so I had to pick and choose what is the most important thing for guys. So keep in mind, guys' skin is thicker because of testosterone. Their needs are going to be different than females. Female skin gets thinner as they age. Guys get thin skin, but it takes a long time for them to get very thin skin, right? So thin skin wrinkles pretty fast. Thicker skin does not wrinkle very fast. So the guys think that their skin is healthy because it's not wrinkling. But in reality, the damage to the skin is the same for both male and female.
I never knew that. That makes sense.
Right? And so we have this product ready. It's not up to me. It's up to my marketing team to figure out how can they. I want all your listeners to send email to say, hey, when is the men's cream ready? Please let me know. They'll push them to get it ready faster.
Email now
to say, hey, put me on a mailing list to when it's ready to send me a text or email to let me know it's ready.
Where would they email, by the way?
Oh, the info, the regular email, the info@auraskincare.com. That email box goes to the marketing department and they will, if they get a few inquiries, then they will, I think it will push them. I hope they're not listening to this conversation between us.
I know. That's so funny. What about people with sensitive skin? Will they react to any of these ingredients?
They could. I always say if there's a reaction to this, to the skincare product, all you do is reduce the concentration down. That means if a whole squirt is what you're using, typically people use two squirts, like for the full face, then go down to one squirt. If you're only using one squirt and still getting some reactions, just take a few drops of it and slowly increase it over like 7 or 8 days. Because what it is basically when your body has all this free radicals, it also holds a lot of toxicities. So sensitivity comes from toxicities. So if your body is trying to basically cleanse itself from inside, it's not the product itself is bad. It's just that the body's response to it is too much, too strong. And so you just reduce it down. And I can make a weaker product, but then I won't get the results. If I make two strongs, then everybody will get a reaction. So I have to find a happy medium where I know for fact, scientifically, that this is the right dosages in terms of the ingredients and the milligrams that I'm going to give you without giving you any side effects.
I'm putting it out to the universe in the future. Would you ever consider making makeup?
Oh my God. That is not my forte at all, Melanie.
It would just be so cool to have like glutathione powered makeup.
It is not my forte. I don't have an eye for a color. My daughter is in color guard, so she uses makeup when she is performing and things like that. But I hate her for her to put makeup on her at all. So if she's not performing or doing anything else like that, she's completely clean skin, nothing on it. And so again, makeup is, please don't ask me to do that. Melanie. I have a job to do.
I'm sorry. I'm at Santa Claus. Like, can I have this? And can I have this?
No, I have a job to do. I really want to focus on health and longevity space. I really want to, because I probably have another 10, 15 years left to do some more research. And I want to basically give you maybe one, at the most two more ingredients that are earth shattering or life shattering. If I can do that part, by the time I'm 75, 80 years old, you know what? My job's done. I hope that somebody else can take my work and for the next generation of people to enjoy the benefits of it.
I mean, truly, like I said, I use that glutarol every single night and I just have so much gratitude because you've brought this. I mean, like to recap, like we were saying earlier, the second most abundant molecule in our body that has so many crucial, critical, you know, health benefits to it. And you've actually provided it in a way that people can get it into their bodies in an accessible manner, you know, at home. You don't have to go to a clinic. You don't have to go get a IV or a push, which may or may not even be, you know, giving you what you need. And now with the skincare, there's, you know, such a need for this. So I'm so grateful and I'm excited to see the future of your work. It's really, really incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Is there anything else? Well, I will share for listeners. You're so kind. We do have a discount code for listeners, which obviously I cannot recommend all of this enough. You can use the coupon code MelanieAvalon10. That will get you 10% off all of these products that we've talked about. For that, just go to MelanieAvalon.com/RO. So that's A-U-R-O. And again, all the products are there and you can use the coupon code MelanieAvalon10 to get 10% off. Like I said, I use glutarol every single night of my life, and I'm super excited to start using the skincare. Is there anything else you wanted to share about all of this?
Well, I wanted to share one more thing that we did last year. We did another study on glutarol, and same two professors at the university, they did another study. This time, they did a three-day study, just for 3 days, because I kind of told the guy that, hey, you get the results in 3 months. I'll get your results in a couple of days. He goes, okay, I'll put you to the test. I'll do a three-day trial. I'll do a three-day trial. And so he did a three-day trial. And what he did was he was just measuring the absorption of the glutathione and seeing does it reduce oxidative stress down? Does it improve any immune markers and things like that? Just want to see it out, right? So here's the results. And you can, by the way, you can find this whole study is on a Journal of Antioxidants. It's there. It was published last year. In 3 days, forget 3 days, in 4 hours after one application, they saw a reduction in MDA levels, which is the melanaldehyde levels, which is the markers of oxidative stress in your body. One application of 4 sprays reduces the dose, reduces the load for oxidative stress in your body. Okay, they had to wait for 3 days. But when they saw that, what they did was the researchers went one step ahead. They applied the glutathione on the body. They drew the blood and put it in the test tube. They infected the blood of that blood with Mycobacterium infection. And they put them in the incubator to see what happens to it. There were 30 patient trials. So 15 got glutathione, the 15 got placebo, which is nothing, right? The people that got glutathione, within 1 hour, they saw a reduction in the Mycobacterium infection in the body, in the test tube. So that, the researchers kind of scratching the head off. I said, whoa, they were seeing these results in 3 months, and they're seeing this in 1 hour. So this is published. It's at the Journal of Antioxidant. You can just Google glutathione, cyclodextrin, or just put glutathione and Mycobacterium infection, and this study will pop up. And so I just want to let you know, the listeners know that part, that glutathione by itself is not a drug. All it's doing is just basically giving the building blocks to your body. The body is doing all the work. And the body does everything for us, right? And so to say that glutathione can do this and that and other things is kind of telling me that, hey, what does the body do for you? And so I just want to make sure that people understand that, hey, look at the science, look at the research. I'm spending everything that I have on doing more trials and doing some more work so that my customers, my family members, my friends, when I talk to them, I can wholeheartedly tell them, this is what we have done, this is what we tried, this is what we worked on. Why don't you give it a shot? And if it doesn't work out, we do offer 100% money back guarantee.
Wow, that's incredible. So for listeners, we will put a link to that study in the show notes as well. And everything will be in the show notes, a full transcript and links to all of these things. And again, the code MelanieAvalon10 for 10% off site-wide at MelanieAvalon.com/Auro, A-U-R-O. Wow. Oh, I'm just smiling so much right now. Thank you so much, Dr. Patel, for everything that you're doing, for, like I said, bringing this crucial molecule to the masses, and you're changing so many lives. And I'm just so grateful for everything. Which actually, speaking of the last question, I don't know if you remember this from last time, but I ask every single guest this as the very last moment on the show. What is something that you're grateful for?
In this moment, I'm super grateful for who you are and what you're doing to spread this message out to the world. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I echo all of that back to you so much. And I can't wait. Are you going to be at the conference next year?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely see you then.
Of course. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo-Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, MelanieAvalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@MelanieAvalon.com. And always remember, you got it.